This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 20th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber on a beautiful Friday morning as we prepare this podcast. Throughout the morning, we've prepared the message and now have the privilege of sharing it with you. Today's message is titled, Perilous Times. The scripture text is 2 Timothy 3, verse 1.
This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come.
We surely live in perilous times. The events at Virginia Tech this week surely underscores this. The situation in the Middle East remains a powder keg. Violence and perversions abound. Millions, really probably hundreds of millions of people on earth hate Jesus Christ and his followers, and many actually consider it a religious virtue to kill us.
Certainly there have been thoughtful believers in any generation in this present church age who felt that they lived in perilous times, and indeed many have. There are places today that face adversity much greater than most of us face. However, we believe that worldwide there is a subtle yet systematic undermining of the Christian's right to freely express and even practice faith that is leading to outright persecution. We've been following the story of a homeschool family in Germany, and when we drive by the simple one-room Amish schoolhouses here in Lancaster County, just wonder how long our Amish neighbors will have the freedom to raise their children according to their convictions, which is one of the foundational blessings of freedom we've enjoyed for many generations.
Well, the secular worldview scoffs at the views we express, but the primary problem in the world remains spiritual, not social or psychological or economic. More specifically, yet it is seen as culturally and politically incorrect in these tolerant and diverse times. The main need is for Jesus Christ. I read an interesting perspective concerning the convocation service at Virginia Tech. The writer observed that during the entire service, the name of Jesus was not even mentioned among the clergy or political leaders in the entire service.
In the New International Version, the phrase perilous times is translated terrible times. The underlying Greek word for perilous or terrible is used only one other place in the entire New Testament describing the Gadarene demoniacs as fierce and violent. Doesn't that increasingly describe our times? The Apostle Paul emphasized that perilous times shall come.
God's Word teaches us the way to live. Love God, honor and obey our parents, respect life, uphold moral standards. When God and His ways are rejected, perilous times come. Man reaps what he sows, both individually and as a society.
But God has promised better things for those who stay faithful to Him. Where is your citizenship today? Paul wrote from prison, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." This is from Philippians 3:20-21. And we have the words from Revelation 22:20, the words of John who wrote from Patmos during the fierce reign of Emperor Domitian. "He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus."
Amen. Well, we want you to be encouraged today. It's not a normal uplifting message, but it is for those that believe in the Lord and all He has to say. And stay faithful to the Lord Jesus in these perilous times.
Let's pray together. Father, though life's experiences teach us that darkness and turbulence rage around us, help us to hear the Prince of Peace, who masters the raging storms, calmly say, "Peace, be still," to our anxious hearts. May our steadfast trust be found in the One who calms the storms, and not in world leaders who have made a mockery of world peace throughout history. Conflict will always exist in this world, but I thank You, Peacemaker, for resolving the inner conflict within my heart. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bruxine. It's a joy to share with you today. We do have a beautiful day where we live in our little pocket on this great terrestrial ball. And I just, in fact, was able to mow a little bit of my yard for the first time this spring. Well, we have a number of additional resources, in fact, more than usual, dealing with some of the topics discussed today. If you care to go to the website, if you approach this from an email post, it's right there in the email as well. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And this is the message for Friday, April 20th, 2007. If you're not reading the website on that particular day, or for that matter, throughout the weekend. We would like you to look at some of our additional resources today. We have a photo up today and a little story behind the photo that is on a lighter note, but one that we hope will bring some cheer and perhaps balance to an otherwise rather solemn message today. May God grant you a renewed resolve, each listener today, to stay faithful to the one who will always be faithful to us.